Welcome to another Wolfpack Live. I'm Mr. Cooper here with Max Gregor, and we are here to talk some sports. It's been a little bit, and Max said, hey, I want to talk some sports. How are we doing today, Max?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I can't complain. I was a little surprised, that somebody actually wanted to talk sports with me. And so let's hook up the mics. We got our sound engineer, Paul Sable, taking care of us and everything. So we're going to do a little talk. We're going to talk a little NBA. We'll talk a little NFL preseason picks, and talk a little draft, and we'll go from there. Max, are you enjoying NBA season, the playoffs?
I have been, yeah. I haven't watched too much of the regular season, but when the playoffs roll around, it's always just way more exciting.
Absolutely. When you have baseball or basketball, you know, it comes right on the end of football. So I think you and I are more watching the football. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can lock in on what's actually going on with the playoffs. So I'm watching the playoffs too. Now, I guess the first series that we're looking at is, let's say, Pacers and Bucks. I find it a very interesting series in that, you know, you're without the superstars.
Yeah, no Giannis and no Dame. And the supporting cast is kind of carrying their weight. They're staying alive. But the Pacers, I mean, they're not really the flashiest team, but, like, they're getting the job done.
They are. They are against a team, you know, like you said, without the stars. But who stood out for me has to be Bobby Portis for Milwaukee. He finds himself always getting dirty points. And the only thing is, though, with his size, I'm surprised to see that some of those points are actually, I see him hitting threes.
Yeah.
And I see him hitting threes. I see him dominating down low. They say a lot of the problem with Milwaukee is that they don't get rebounds. But Portis is definitely scrapping for them, and I think it's him that, you know, is contributing to keeping them alive. But I don't know. What's your impression of the Pacers and the Bucks, and who stands out for you?
I would say, you know who I like? Patrick Beverley. He's kind of like a journeyman all around. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is the perfect scenario for him. Like, without their stars, he's perfect to, like, get under everybody's skin and kind of, like, add a little bit of physicality to the game.
Absolutely. I see them, you know, putting them in and out, you know, at different points. You know, they're just some grinders, those guys. They can really, you know, step in there, and it's not going to be pretty. You said, you know, Pacers aren't the prettiest. Well, this version of the Bucks, I don't know. It's made things interesting, and if they can hold on one more game, I think Giannis and Dame might be back.
Yeah. Doc Rivers was saying they're really close, and maybe they'll be back, yeah.
That's pretty funny. I think he's, like, kind of, you know, holding his cards close to his chest there. He doesn't want to give up, you know, too much away. I would love it if they were available now, but we'll see. Who do you got in that winning it? Do you think Milwaukee will buy enough time, or do you think it'll run out?
I think it'll run out. I'm going to go with the Pacers, bringing that one home.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think it ends for them, and you're looking at, you know, somebody new in Eastern Conference. Hmm. Speaking of the Eastern Conference, by the way, Max, who's your team?
I like the Utah Jazz.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're not really doing too hot. They're already home. But hey, that's all right.
See my old head, you know, when I hear Utah Jazz, I'm obviously thinking of John Stockton, Karl Malone. And when they got, you know, ripped off in the finals against the Bulls. But, I mean, a lot of teams did.
Yeah.
I like the Sixers. I like Embiid. I can't necessarily say I like the way he's playing. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to them playing tonight. And I think they're going to stretch things out. What do you think about tonight's game?
I think this is in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say they forced a game seven. Just that momentum they had from the last game, I was watching the end of it. I was like, I was almost ready to go to bed because, you know, they were up by like a couple of baskets with like a minute left. And then Maxey, it's a 4-point play. And then that deep three. I think with the momentum they have and the fans have been playing a massive role in this one, I think they're going to force the game seven.
The fans have, but you know the whole thing is the New York fans coming down to Philly, right?
Yeah,
you heard about that, where they're kind of drowning out the Philly fans, which is a surprise. You know that Philadelphia, obviously. I think with a front-running city like they are, they obviously, for playoffs, they will sell things out. But I guess they're not selling it out now. So maybe it's because the Sixers aren't really a front-runner this year. But I think that all of those games have been close, and they've been coming down to it. But I am going to go to the Sixers to stretch it out, and we'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go out to the West, right? What do you like in the West? What stood out to you so far?
I would say probably the Timberwolves, just shellacking the Suns, four-game sweep. And I think Anthony Edwards, he might be the next big thing over in the Western Conference.
Yeah. You ever see Anthony Edwards in that movie with, was it the Adam Sandler movie?
I didn't know he was in a movie.
He was in a movie. He was kind of like the bad guy. He was the bad guy in the movie. There was a player for the Knicks before at the time. I guess he had a long name. I guess Hernan Gomez.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
So he was the star of the show, believe it or not.
Huh?
You got to see it. You got to see it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's an Adam Sandler movie, and Anthony Edwards, you know, has a little role in it, and he's kind of the bad guy.
Yeah, I did not know that at all.
There it is. Hustle.
Oh, Hustle. I watched that before, actually.
There it is. Paul getting it done there, too. So that's a good one. Anthony Edwards has everything, and I'll tell you what, I doubted him coming out. I think he was, was he number one draft pick out of Georgia?
Yeah.
He comes out, and I'm like, well, first off, like, I mean, Georgia,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Georgia basketball doesn't, you know, stand out as, you know, something, you know, that strikes fear in the hearts of, you know, college basketball fans. But I guess he was the real deal, you know, and the Timberwolves look good. And here's the thing. I think people have to accept, you know, I think you saw it last year with, like, Sacramento Kings. I think you see it with the Minnesota. Youth is where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sweep the Suns. Why? I think the Suns are just a little too old, and I don't know if these older guys and vets can go 7-game stretches, you know, and in these playoffs and play at the high quality level. Keep in mind, regular season, you're taking some games off. You're also, you know, playing some teams that are lesser, right? I don't know. I think out with the old, in with the new, you know?
But. Yeah, I saw this morning, I was scrolling and I saw a stat. This is the first time since 2005 that Kevin Durant, LeBron, or Steph Curry isn't in the second round of the playoffs. So like you said, the youth movement is kind of going now.
It's kind of hard to think, but Steph Curry could be considered old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Steph Curry, old. Klay Thompson, old. You know, some people, like, you know, using some terminology, you know, he's washed and everything. I think they just need new scenery. I think Steve Kerr is done. I don't know. I think that whole team needs a makeover, you know, when we look at the Warriors, but who knows? In the West, though, I think Minnesota does stand out. Now, what else we got over in the West? Who else are we looking at? We got the OKC, right? OKC is the one seed. However, they swept the Pelicans. Pelicans, you know, top players, what, Ingram? Because Zion's not there. He's never going to be. He's always going to be injured. You know, it's kind of like Mike Trout in baseball.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Much.
But I don't know. They don't look like a one seed to me. What, were you impressed?
Not really. I mean, you were talking about the youth movement, but this might be a little too much of a youth movement now. I think, like, their average age is like 24 or something about that.
They're real young.
They're really young.
And watching the first game of that series, they were like nervous. They were playing real nervous. They were playing real tight. And I don't know if they, you know, as they advance, I think they might need a couple, you know, years. But Who knows? Who knows with some of those guys? I mean, they got a lot of size, you know. But that's the NBA. Who are your picks to win it? Who do you got? Who do you got in the finals?
Out of the West, I'm either between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, but I can't go against Jokic. He's just the best player in the world right now. So I got Nuggets in the West, and in the East, I don't really trust the Celtics too much.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't trust Jason Tatum, but I don't think there's anybody else really that could make a solid run, so I guess I'll have to go with the Celtics.
Well, I think that's pretty solid. I'm because I'm not, you know, invested so much in NBA, I'm gonna tell you, I'm going to go with the Celtics. I'm going to hope it's the Sixers, but I'm going to go with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. And because I'm not too invested, I'm going to go with a sleeper pick. I'm going with a sleeper pick. I'm going with the Mavs. I'm going with Luka Doncic. You know, I watched him last night. Probably why my allergies are really bad, because I didn't get enough sleep. And I don't know. But I watched that game last night. And maybe it's because the Clippers are old, too. But Luka looked really good. And I think they got a pretty good balance there over at Dallas. I'm going Dallas. I'm going Boston. And who knows what will happen. So those are my picks. So let's segue over to our draft. What stood out to you for the NFL draft?
I mean, probably the most surprising thing to everybody was Michael Penix headed over to the Falcons at number 8 overall. He just got Kirk Cousins and...
Every podcast had to be talking about that and still talking about it. Does not make sense.
No.
Does not make sense. You know, geez, I get some people go with the best on the board, right? I don't even know if he was best on the board. Had a great collegiate career. So did Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's had injuries, and I was trying to look at the positives of this. Well, first off, the guy you gave $180 million to, you slapped in the face, and you basically said that you've got, you know, someone breathing down your back. But then I started thinking about some positives. Well, Michael Penix kind of was had a knee injury, but he could sit behind him, and he can watch, and he can develop, you know, watching and seeing behind a Kirk Cousins. You know, I guess they had a good phone call, and I think Kirk Cousins seems like a stand-up guy, but who knows? However, to draft him that high, to sit on a bench that early, I mean, last I checked, the Atlanta Falcons weren't a threat to even playoffs. They should be moving now to put pieces in place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any other feelings on that?
And they just have so many good off. They got Drake London. They got Bijan Robinson. They got Kyle Pitts. And all they needed was, in my opinion, they were right there. They just needed a quarterback. And they got a quarterback. And now you just got to add pieces around that. And I don't know if adding Michael Penix with the 8th pick, you could get somebody else in another position that really puts you in a good position to maybe go on a little run, because that NFC South is pretty weak. So,
well,
you know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Now, here's my question. As far as quarterbacks go, who do you remember who was the next team to pick a quarterback and when it happened?
I think it was the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings.
McCarthy.
Oh, and then they took McCarthy later.
Yeah, and then Bo Nix went a pick or two after him.
I think Penix could have been there later. I think he could have traded, you know, in the second to get him, but I don't know. I don't know. Now, who's your team? Who is your team? Is it the Chiefs?
Yeah.
So tell me if you're satisfied with your draft.
I'm definitely satisfied. They got... Maybe they have Tyreek Hill back.
You think he's Tyreek? You think, what, Xavier Worthy?
I mean, he's fast enough. I don't know if he's got, like, the, you know, everything else. But you couldn't get a better pick, I think, if you're the Chiefs. Because you were a little weak in that position. And, you know, now you got Hollywood Brown and him. You got the speedsters.
See, I think Hollywood Brown can be like a Tyreek. I mean, he's a little more flimsy. You know, he's not. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. Chiefs are going to be there again. Chiefs are going to be there again. I got a couple teams I root for. I like Bills. I like Jets. I like Colts.
But
hold on, we have an announcement. But okay, but that's who I'm pulling for. I don't know if the Bills really did anything to help themselves or help out Josh Allen. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But we'll have to see. I think the Bills are going to have to fold for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect playoffs from them. Jets, I'm really hoping for them to contend. I like players. I like, you know, I do like the defense of the Jets as a whole. I like how they run things. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Aaron Rodgers come back. And the Colts, I think, were disappointing and mid at best. So that's what I look at. But the draft's always, you know, interesting and kind of gets you excited in April about, you know, football when the UFL isn't, you know.
Oh, man, I have no clue what's going on in there.
UFL, I saw Michigan Panthers or something, and I didn't know if I was in, like, 1985 USFL or some, you know, time warp. I'm not sure, but that's basically it. Who do you got as your early Super Bowl, matchup? Who you got?
I would say probably the Chiefs in the AFC and the NFC. Right now, I guess I'll have to go with the rematch of Super Bowl 58. You got the Eagles?
I don't know. You're going Niners?
To win the whole thing?
For the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Chiefs and Niners again.
Chiefs and Niners. I think the Eagles get it together. I think they get it together. Is there any other threats there? You got Eagles, you got 49ers.
Lions. They're still around, I guess.
I think they might drop off. Mm-hmm. I think Green Bay is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay is tough. I'm not sure. I'm going to go. Hold on, though. I mean, I just thought of a Bill Belichick conspiracy because I heard something about Bill Belichick talking with Eagles waiting for next year, possibly. So who knows? Maybe Sirianni, like, they don't help him out and sabotage him, because I don't know, you know, what happens with, you know, NFL, a.k.a. WWE, sports entertainment. So you never know. But I'm going to go Eagles, and I am going to go Ravens.
Oh, okay.
Battle of the Birds.
Wow.
Eagles and Ravens. I think the Ravens have what it takes when I look at that running game, as long as their coaches stay true to that in the playoffs.
Oh, because they have Derrick Henry now.
Derrick Henry.
I forgot about that.
and some tight ends that can block and catch. Mm. They could slow a game down and make it, you know, possession games, and we'll see. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Max, it was good having you back. This can't be the last time. This can't be. We got to talk again next week. How about we come back and do some NBA a little more?
Yeah, sure. That's good with me.
Does that work for you as you have your final days as you walk the halls of WBA?
Yeah. Got to have a couple more Wolfpack Lives in.
Sounds great. It's always great having you. Stand-up guy, stand-up athlete, stand-up scholar. Great having you, Max. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you next week, all right?
All right, we'll see you.
All right, for Wolfpack Live, for myself, Max Greger, and Sound Engineer Paul Sable, thanks so much. Have a great day.